This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Voting has already begun in some key states. People are casting ballots early in Iowa, Nevada, and New Mexico. Floridians reported some minor problems as they started voting yesterday, though the new ATM-style electronic voting machines appeared to work in most places. The question is how soon the votes will all be counted. Potential legal challenges could delay the outcome in some states. Some states are using the same technology that caused problems in the 2000 election. Others have new election laws this year which are causing confusion. And all the reports of increased voter registrations mean that millions of first-time voters will be showing up at the polls. NPR's Pam Fessler reports from Ohio, one of the most important states of all.
In the basement of Trinity Baptist Church in downtown Columbus, about 40 volunteers eat a brunch of eggs, ham, and salad while they get a refresher course on just how badly things can go on election day.
I don't think anybody who went to bed last night could imagine waking up this morning and not knowing who the president of the United States is.
The morning after the election, a startling picture emerged.
Not that anyone here needed this video to remind them of the chaos of Election Day 2000. These people came here to be trained as poll monitors for the Ohio Voter Protection Coalition, a group that wants to ensure that no voters are stopped from casting a ballot. Attorney Danita Judge tells the volunteers if they can't fix a voter's problem on their own, they'll have plenty of help.
We'll have roving attorneys. One or two for every eight precincts, and we will be just out in the area to address issues. So you will have backup with lawyers, and lawyers are converging from all places on Ohio.
That's because this state, with its 20 electoral votes, is a key battleground. The Ohio Coalition, which will be monitoring sites in the state's largest urban areas, is officially nonpartisan, but it's not hard to see where many of these people are coming from. They're union members, civil rights advocates, and citizens outraged by what happened 4 years ago. Retirees Phyllis Kramer and her husband Paul even canceled a European vacation and came here from Los Angeles to help out.
The idea that people are disenfranchised makes me very upset. This country is based upon one man, one vote, and everybody's entitled to vote. And it bothered me terribly that it was manipulated the way it was in Florida.
Good morning, Ohio Republican Party.
But if there's any manipulating going on this year, Republicans think the Democrats are to blame, or liberal organizations that have registered hundreds of thousands of new voters. State Party spokesman Jason Mauck says Republicans are seeing evidence of widespread voter fraud and think that could be the real problem on November 2nd.
In one county, Summit County, Ohio, we have 803 cards that were submitted by one group that have been turned over to the Attorney General. Many of them apparent forgeries, some of them for people that don't exist. Up in Lake County, you have one card that was turned in for a man who's been deceased for more than two decades but had been listed in the phone book by his wife.
That's one reason Republicans plan to take the unusual step of posting challengers inside many Ohio polling sites, people who can question whether voters are legally registered or properly identified. In fact, both parties plan to have such challengers on site. Republican spokesman Mauck says what he thinks Democrats are really up to is laying the groundwork for throwing the election into legal chaos if John Kerry doesn't win.
And unfortunately, we're going to have to match their monitoring effort on Election Day. But our bottom line goal is to simply prevent the election from being litigated and to ensure that votes count and count according to the law.
This kind of back and forth can be heard in competitive states across the country, and indeed the legal campaigns are well underway. In Ohio, Democrats and the Voter Protection Coalition have focused their efforts on Republican Secretary of State Kenneth Blackwell. They accuse him of trying to suppress traditional Democratic voters, such as African Americans. Last week, they won a court victory against Blackwell's directive not to count provisional ballots. Those are for voters whose names can't be found on the registration rolls, if they're cast in the wrong precinct. Blackwell, who's African American, is appealing the case. He notes that 26 other states and the District of Columbia have similar rules.
If it's a problem for African Americans in Ohio, why isn't it a problem for African Americans in Washington, D.C. or New York or Texas? It's because Ohio is the premier battleground state and there is a deliberate effort to create confusion.
He says he's more worried about making sure voters don't have problems with punch card machines, which will be used in more than 70% of the state. He says he's doing what he can to educate voters and to make sure the state's 45,000 poll workers are ready to help. Blackwell does not think Ohio is about to become the next Florida.
If we concentrate on making sure that the voting environment is not chaotic, not intimidating, but inviting and helpful, we'll all get through this.
But it's a tall order for a state that's in the electoral spotlight and, like many others, has experienced a massive influx of voter registrations. Ohio has more than 700,000 new voters this year, and that's imposed a big burden on already overworked officials. Gene Weissert, the deputy elections director for Licking County, east of Columbus, says rolls there have grown by about 25%.
Now, are these people going to vote? I don't know, but we are working hard to get everybody on the registration list before Election Day.
And that means 12-hour workdays, 7 days a week. The county also plans to have at least one additional poll worker per precinct on Election Day and roving troubleshooters in case there are problems. Voters here, as elsewhere, are being told it's also up to them to make sure things go smoothly, to check that they're actually registered, and to know where and how to vote. And many here appear to be taking such cautions to heart. Graduate student Tarashe Nesbitt left the Franklin County Board of Elections office Friday wearing a round "I voted today" sticker. She says she made sure she was very careful marking her absentee punch card ballot.
I felt very like, okay, I need to make sure I have the right number. And it's interesting because when you vote for the presidents, the number one, which would be number one, is actually number six. And it was so strange because...
Well, because the numbers printed next to the candidates' names don't correspond to the order the names appear on the ballot. It could be a recipe for trouble, but a lot of people, like Pam Norman, think way too much is being made of potential voter problems.
I don't have a lot of concerns. I think that we've never had terrible problems in Ohio before, and I don't expect to have terrible problems this time. I think that the fuss that's being made is more political than real.
And in fact, what little polling has been done on this subject shows that most Americans are confident their votes will count this year. The question is what another close election, with allegations of fraud and manipulation, might do to undermine that confidence. Retiree Paul Plant stands in the doorway of his home in Heath, Ohio, talking to one of the many labor canvassers who are crisscrossing the state. He says he isn't worried about his own vote, but he is getting pretty frustrated with all the controversy.
It concerns me to the point that I find it amazing that we can't have an election without all this stumbling and bumbling. What's the big deal? Why can't we vote and count the ballots, get done over with? If it winds up being that bad here, it's because somebody, I think, has tried. I can't believe you can just stumble into that kind of a mess.
But what kind of mess, if any, occurs here or elsewhere on Election Day is far from certain. All the factions are getting ready, though, just in case. Pam Fessler, NPR News.
Pollsters have been trying to predict how the voting will go once all the votes are counted, and you can join us tomorrow at noon Eastern for a live online chat with pollster Andrew Kohut. This week, the numerology of political polling. That's the subject. He will answer your questions about public opinion polling and the presidential campaign. And if you want to submit a question or get more information, go to npr.org.